Level 2. In ancient Greece, beginning in the Archaic period, burials started to be marked by the erection of marble monuments. During this period, in fact, this valuable material came to be used more and more widely, both in architecture and in sculpture. Tombs were often distinguished by commemorative statues, especially when the deceased were young girls or boys who had died at an early age. In the classical period, stelae also began to be erected, often adorned with elaborate decorative elements. Funerary monuments played an important role in the Greek world, helping to preserve the memory of the deceased, not only through inscriptions, but also by means of visual communication. Grave markers, in fact, had important social implications, as they conveyed a clear image of the status and wealth of both the commissioners and those commemorated, thus also serving as tools of self-promotion. The iconographic elements were marked by fairly standardized and recurring compositional schemes, which conveyed the core values of Greek culture. Women, for instance, are often depicted seated, surrounded by objects that reference their role within the household, the oikos. Men, on the other hand, are frequently portrayed in the guise of warriors or athletes. Funerary monuments were generally produced in series by specialized workshops, and the quality of the workmanship reflected the financial means of the patron. However, despite a general standardization, each piece featured some unique elements. Stonecutters would always take the buyer's requests into account, aiming to meet any specific requirements while also showcasing their own individual skills. Many elements of the decorative scheme were originally painted. In some cases, traces of the original paint used to embellish the monuments are still visible today. Each funerary relief from the classical period is therefore a unique artifact, the result of a refined combination of visual motifs tailored to individual needs, as well as to diverse geographical, historical, and cultural influences.